Usually in a lot of CQC reports, you have fairly circumspect language, but this one was forthright, very robust, and showed up some instances of some truly dreadful abuse to people who have profound disabilities and profound needs. So a truly shocking report, you know, on our doorstep, and little wonder that the CQC took very robust action, and I'm very pleased that they have.
I mean, this must be devastating news for families who, as you say, their relatives were there, they were being looked after by people they trusted, and it would seem that they were being abused over what seems to be quite a long period of time.
The time that the CQC were first alerted to this and started their investigations in full was sort of from November 2014, and they were regularly in the trust looking at things. And even at a couple of instances, the police were called in to make investigations, but there were no prosecutions through lack of evidence. But finally, the final straw, I think, was in November 15, which is just before it closed, and you now know the reason why it did close, was that there was a swimming pool that was used without a lifeguard on duty. There was a fire exit door, which the key was lost and couldn't be used. And a lot of the chemicals for the swimming pool were easily accessible by the residents. So after a long period of time, CQC working with the trust to try and get improvements, they finally withdraw their license, and the place closed, quite understandably, within 2 weeks. What was really important is that this facility was providing help for quite uniquely across the country. And the reason I think the CQC were reluctant to close it at the very, very early stage was because of the difficulty in finding facilities elsewhere in the whole country for people who had such profound multiple disabilities and learning problems. So all in all, a shameful state of affairs, and a big employer, a big part of the local community has gone.